From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices are sagging on Wall Street today. Analysts point to new numbers indicating a possible economic slowdown in the U.S. and in China, and a statement by Federal Reserve policymakers that the recovery has lost some steam. The nation's trade deficit has widened more than expected, jumping nearly 19% in June. NPR's Paul Brown says U.S. exports declined, and American consumers were buying more products from China and other major trading partners.
The June trade deficit is bigger than any forecasts and the highest since October of 2008. Imports from Europe are up and consumer demand prompts soaring imports from China. This could intensify U.S. demands that China let the value of its currency float more naturally against the dollar. Many U.S. legislators believe the Chinese yuan is seriously undervalued and gives China an unfair trade advantage. U.S. automotive exports are up, but exports are down across a wide range of manufactured goods and supplies. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
More federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle are being reopened to fishing. Jame Lubchenco is head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says tests have been run on samples of dozens of types of fish, from grouper to tuna.
They all passed with flying colors. So we feel very confident that any fin fish that are caught in this area are going to be completely safe for human consumption.
Lubchenco says about 22% of federal waters in the Gulf remain closed to fishing. Primary results from Colorado show Democratic Senator Michael Bennet bucking the anti-incumbent sentiment evident in other states and winning renomination.
To the pundits and the talking heads, I have a simple message. Welcome to Colorado.
And in the race for governor, businessman Dan Mays has won the Republican nomination. But Matthew Katz of member station KDNK reports there may be another Republican running as well.
The Denver Post reports that state Republicans have been courting RE/MAX founder Dave Liniger for a run at the governor's chair. That could only happen if the victor of Tuesday's primary steps down. But last night, Mays said he's not going anywhere. Also in the race is former congressman and presidential candidate Tom Tancredo. He's running against the GOP as part of the American Constitution Party, and polls show him drawing significant votes away. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Katz in Carbondale, Colorado.
Hope is fading for finding any more survivors from the mudslides and flooding in northwestern China. The death toll there now tops 1,100, and hundreds of other people remain missing. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower since the opening bell. The major average is down about 2% so far. The Dow Industrials are off 215 points. The Nasdaq is down 58. This is NPR News. Former White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers has a new job. NPR's David Folkenflik reports Rogers will be chief executive at Johnson Publishing, which puts out Ebony and Jet magazines.
When last cited, Desiree Rogers was being ousted as the White House Social Secretary. Two Virginia socialites had crashed a state dinner for the Prime Minister of India. The official announcement from Johnson Publishing made no mention of Rogers' time in Washington. But before arriving from Chicago, Rogers had built up an impressive resume with an MBA from Harvard and a stint running the Illinois State Lottery. Rogers also held several senior executive positions with utilities companies and a financial arm of Allstate. Johnson Publishing has wrestled with faltering advertising revenues and significant debt, and in a statement, it stressed what it said was Rogers' expertise in repositioning and transforming companies. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to find the cause of the crash of an amphibious plane in Alaska that killed five people, including former Republican Senator Ted Stevens. A spokesman for Stevens, Mitch Rose, says there is some solace in the fact that Stevens died on a fishing trip.
He was never happier than having a rod and reel in his hand. He loved that part of Alaska. He loved all of Alaska and the outdoors. It was what he brought him the most joy. So we take some solace in that he was doing what he loved.
Rose was interviewed on NBC's Today Show. The plane was en route to a fishing camp when the aircraft slammed into a mountainside. Four others aboard survived, including former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe and his teenage son. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support